Let's just start right out with a definition of the point of obligation so that people kind of understand what that is.
The point of obligation is the mechanism that we use to measure whether somebody is complying with the renewable fuel standard. And right now, the rule of law is that importers and refiners have to blend a certain amount of biofuel into our transportation fuel market. And so they are the obligated parties because by law they are the ones that would have to show the government that they have conducted that blending.
Okay, and that's where the point of contention has been over the last couple of weeks, right? Because somebody suggested that should change, and it sounded, at least initially, that was going to come down as an order from the White House?
Well, yes, there was a lot of confusion last week because you had a series of mixed media reports that were talking about a secret deal that was made between two individuals and an imminent White House announcement concerning what is really an issue of critical importance to all of us. It soon became clear that neither of those two things were true. So the White House came out and said they are not on the verge of issuing an executive order. They're not on the verge of taking immediate action, and there's no authority for any deal to be made. So we know that there are certain individuals and a few merchant refiners who want to change the point of obligation, but the vast majority of the biofuels industry is united in saying that would be bad for the industry and bad for consumers.
Yeah, it sounds, just from reading and from hearing, that it would be a really, really bad idea, at least for renewable fuels. Maybe in some cases could just about take it out of the market. Is that?
Exactly. Exactly. So this would be really detrimental for renewable fuels. I mean, what you're looking at is something, if you change who the obligated party is, these are the outcomes. First of all, you're going to take a program that's working, that has been working for 11 years, and you're going to throw it into chaos. So you're immediately going to trigger complicated rulemaking that would take up to 4 years to complete. Then you're going to create market uncertainty in the entire marketplace. And this is kind of uncertainty. We all experienced the uncertainty when EPA wasn't coming out with the renewable volume obligations that gave us the certainty about the blending that was going to take place for ethanol every year. And importantly, you're going to halt the market expansion of E15 because you take away the economic incentive for the retailers to offer higher blends like E15. So in many ways, this is a change. It's not good for ethanol, and it's not good for farmers because it's not good ultimately for the corn grind.
And what about consumers? What difference does it make for the average consumer?
Well, you know, we've spent a tremendous amount of time really trying to understand this over the past several months. And you have a lot of retailers out there who are saying, I am selling higher blends of ethanol, and I'm selling E15 at a savings for the consumer because the way the system is set up, I have an economic incentive to do that. I make a little bit of money off this deal, and I can pass that savings on to the consumer. If you change the point of obligation, that stops. I no longer have the incentive to sell the higher blend, and if I did, I wouldn't sell it at a discount to the consumer. So ultimately, if you want to buy something like E15, it's going to cost the consumer more.
Okay. And E15 is in demand, at least at my house, but from what I hear, the demand for E15 is growing quite a bit.
We're seeing great results in terms of the sales of E15. 28 states right now sell E15. We've got over 650 gas stations selling E15. The EPA was projecting in their 2017 RVOs that next year we would see 728 million gallons of E15 sold. That, to me, is a demonstration of good consumer demand.
And yet the EPA is also holding up the sale because they're not changing the RVP waiver to allow it to be sold. Do you see that happening in the near future with the change in management, so to speak?
Well, I do think that this administration certainly has said they want to roll back unnecessary and burdensome regulations. And the inability of a retailer to sell E15 year-round is absolutely an unnecessary and burdensome regulation, and it's something that needs to be fixed. And I am thrilled that just last week legislation was introduced in Congress to change that, absolutely, so that retailers can sell E15 year-round. And you had members of Congress from both the House and the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, getting behind it. And that's something that we as an industry want very badly. So I'm encouraged by the legislation, and I'm encouraged that this is something that the EPA should be able to get behind.
You mentioned on the point of obligation that the White House maybe didn't even have the authority. Would it take an act of Congress to do that, to make that change?
Well, changing the point of obligation actually would be rulemaking. That's something that the EPA would have to do through rulemaking. So that's, yes, so that would, that's, this is, you know, I think part of the conversation last week was this notion that the White House is about to come out with a deal and the president will wave his wand and all of these potential changes are going to happen. And that's just not the case. At the end of the day, the discussion was around things that ultimately the EPA would have to do through a series of rulemaking.